Do you like my coat?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Like it.
Do you like the play?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Like it.
I like it.
Do you know the Millers?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I know them.
Yes, I do.
Do you know
I like
Tony?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I do.
I know him.
Let's try this exercise again. This time, you answer the questions.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another evening of
English,
brought to you by the company that never sleeps. We'd like to remind you that the basic tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words. If you can control the words, you can control the people that speak the words. Let's take a commercial break.
I washed this towel in an ordinary synthetic detergent when I could have used the real thing. And would you look at this bra? But with Ubik, the all-purpose cleaner, even grimy walls can look clean. Use as directed and your ConApt will sparkle like never before.
A person, certainly not I, looks at the work to be done. She hears this nagging internal voice saying, "Hey, you really should get done with this." She feels resistant. She makes the picture of everything else she would rather do different from the work to be done, and feels pleasant. When this threshold is reached, the person fulfills the task. Science is not true. The God of your century is no longer God. Pursued by a tiny little girl in a yellow dress, white ducks deliberately move across green sward sloping down to crystalline water, swimming against fashionable intellectual currents. Prepare your mind, container for creativity and destructivity. I read, you listen.
Perhaps the soup was a bit too salty. It was, saltier than me.
Yeah,
and it also had too many leeks and not enough onions. And I do regret I didn't add the aniseed stuff. But, you know, next time I'll know better. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith.
Hearing that, it seems to me that you end up where you began, with politics and its nomenclature, like conflict, attain, solution, monopoly, control. So what kind of help is that?
This is precisely what I'm saying. If you talk, you will end up with politics. It's a no-win situation, man. It's strictly from the soft typewriter.
Any advice then for the politicians?
Tell the truth once and for all, and then shut up forever.
I know that.
You know Tony?
Yes, I do. I know.
Let's try this exercise again. This time, you answer the questions. I will ask the question, you answer it. Then Joy will give the correct answer, and you...
What if people don't want a new consciousness, if they don't want no change?
Well, I mean, If any species is unwilling or unable to change, I might, however, for example, just as well tell the dinosaurs that huge armor and incredible size was a sinking ship and that they would do better to convert to mammal facilities, but it lies neither within my power nor my desire to reconvert a reluctant dinosaur. And I'll tell you this, Gregory, and this is my strong feeling, I feel like I'm on a sinking ship, and baby, I want to get off.
My name is not Gregory.
Do you think Hemingway got off?
Probably not.
Vulva. A vulva is a type of Swedish girl.
I'm going to take it off.
Are you going to turn on the hi-fi?
Yes, I am. I'm going to turn it on.
Are you going to call up Carol Millen?
Yes, I am. I'm going to call her.
Now, you take Joy's part. I will ask a question and then pause so that you can answer it. Then, I will give the answer and you can repeat it. Are you ready? Are you going to take off your coat? Yes, I am. I'm going to take it off. Are you going to turn on the hi-fi? Yes, I am. I'm going to turn it on. Are you going to call up Carol Miller? Yes, I am. I'm going to call her up. Are you going to hang up your coat? Yes, I am. I'm going to hang it up. Conversation as Tony and Carol visit Ruth and Sam. Listen very carefully for the two-part verbs. Listen.
All right, and let's get on with the show. And the first part, as you all know, please try to tell us something funny.
Past all the water here today. If you pass water, it means to say it's in good condition, but it also means to be. A sign outside of doctors in Rome, specialist in...
Japanese bar in Tokyo, it says, free drinks for the ladies with the nuts. Okay, lift.
Oh yeah, Japanese hotel, big sign there too, it says, you are invited to take advantage of the chambermaids. It's quite nice, you just, if you find one, just take it and use it.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his asshole how to talk? It was the weirdest thing. His whole abdomen would move up and down, pumping out this sort of farting sound. It was the strangest thing that I ever heard. This was a rich, bubbling, stagnant sound. This was a sound that you could smell, you know? Anyway, this guy worked for a carnival, and he had this kind of novelty ventriloquist act, which was really funny too. At first, he had one number called The Better Owl. Yeah, I forget how most of it goes. It was a real scream. But then the arsehole starts to develop these kind of incurving teeth-like things, and it starts to eat, right? Well, the guy thinks this is really cute at first, and he starts to develop a number around it. But then the arsehole starts eating its way through the guy's trousers, and it starts talking in the street, like shouting out it wants equal rights and shit. And it can get drunk, too. It goes on these long crying jags, you know, about how nobody loves it, and it wants to be kissed the same as any other mouth. And eventually, this arsehole is talking day and night. And you can hear this poor fucker from blocks away, and he's screaming at it to shut up, and he's beating at it with his fist, and he tries shoving candles up it, but nothing does any good. And the arsehole says to him, "It is you who will shut up in the end. We don't need you round here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit." Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another evening of Please Try to Speak English, brought to you by the company that never sleeps. Would like to remind you that, why, exactly what, exactly why, what, exactly, why is he mad, I don't know, why, exactly, what, why, what, exactly, why is he mad, I don't know. See if you can tell me whether the following statements are true or false. True or false, then. Statement number one. Cunnilingus is the art of speaking four different languages. Okay, statement number two then, true or false. Pornography is the art of producing pop records. No ideas there? All right, statement number three, why is he mad?
Les polychondres brillaient dans la forêt. Une pierre prit feu. Le château prit feu. La forêt prit feu. Les hommes prirent feu. Les femmes prirent feu. Les oiseaux prirent feu. Les poissons prirent feu. L'eau prit feu. Le ciel prit feu.
Friends, it's clean-up time, and we're discounting all the silent electric Ubix on our lot by this much. Yes, we're throwing away the blue book. And remember, all the Ubix on our lot have been used only as directed.